Welcome. You're listening to Latin Waves with your hosts, Sylvia and Stuart Richardson. Latin Waves is a syndicated show produced in the studios of CJSF Radio in Burnaby, BC. Latin Waves is more than just hot rhythms. This is a show about community, about creating a culture that is inclusive and based on fairness. Because everyone deserves dignity, respect, and has something to contribute. A new world is possible, and it all starts with us.
As indigenous peoples, we've survived, you know, the brutality of colonization. We survived residential schools. We survived some equally regressive governments in the past. And I'm absolutely confident and have faith in our young people, the wisdom of our elders, the incredible courage of our indigenous women, that are in the front ranks of the Idle No More movement. And I also have faith in the general public, in the younger generation that does have a sense of responsibility to our collective future.
That's the voice of Grand Chief Stuart Phillip, President of the Union of BC Indian Chiefs. On this week's show, we speak to Chief Phillip about the ongoing contentious relationship between First Nations and the Harper government, and about a vision for a better future. Stay tuned.
It is a great honor to have Grand Chief Stuart Phillip on the line. He's the president of the Union of BC Indian Chiefs, and he is a longtime advocate for a strong voice for First Nations issues in British Columbia. Welcome to the show, Chief Phillip.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I just want to start out by asking you if your organization has taken any resolutions or positions regarding the Idle No More movement that we've seen rising in Canada and worldwide.
Yes, without question, not only the Union of BC Indian Chiefs, but the First Nations Summit and the BC Assembly of First Nations all endorsed a resolution and a declaration that expresses solidarity and support for Idle No More.
When this first began with the hunger strike of tree suspense from the Apawaspiskat First Nation, it seemed the government had made many efforts to stereotype First Nations as not being able to manage their finances, citing mismanagement of on their reserve, etc., and sending in a government agent. How would you respond to these assertions that the government's there to assist and help the First Nations with their financial issues?
Well, it's a typical tactic of the Harper government to respond to challenges by attacking the issue. Attawapiskat was a prime example of that when Chief Spence at that time reached out to the International Red Cross. The first response of the Harper government was to engage in a public smear campaign of Chief Spence and her council in Attawapiskat, rather than conduct a serious review of the appalling conditions of poverty in Attawapiskat. It's a tactic designed to deflect and attention away from the real issues, the fundamental issues, that poverty is a shameful national disgrace, poverty in indigenous communities across this country. The outgoing Liberal government under former Prime Minister Paul Martin had a sense of vision and recognized there needed to be an investment, a significant investment, and brought forward the Kelowna Accord of $5 billion worth of new monies. I think it was $1.8 billion for education, $1.6 billion for health, $1.3 billion for housing and infrastructure, and interestingly, only $200 million for economic development, which shows the different worldview that the outgoing Liberal government had as opposed to the Harper government, who has been very adversarial toward the Aboriginal peoples of this country.
Just this last week, we've seen the brave Inuit walkers who came from northern Quebec 1,600 miles in the middle of winter and arriving at Ottawa in a group of 300 and thousands of people greeting them. Our Prime Minister was busy greeting panda bears coming from China, but in the House of Commons, the Conservative Indian Affairs Minister said that he would be glad to meet with the Walkers and talk about those issues. Is this a smokescreen? How willing has the Harper government been in meeting and negotiating and sitting down face-to-face with First Nations?
Completely unwilling. If you reflect for a moment back on the original Crown First Nation gathering on January 24th, 2012, the Prime Minister, in an effort to dampen down the international criticisms that were generated by the Attawapiskat issue, agreed to meet with the First Nations leadership across the country. Hundreds and hundreds of First Nations leaders converged on Ottawa. We had a meeting with the Prime Minister and the Governor General. The Prime Minister at that point in time promised to reset the relationship. He made a number of very high-level public commitments, which were quickly followed up after the cameras and the general public's attention had been somewhat taken off the Attawapiskat issue. Harper began to cut back on programs and services and brought in omnibus legislation, C-38 and C-45. More recently, we had the January 11th meeting, which once again was triggered by Idle No More and Chief Teresa Spence's hunger strike, and there were eight points that the Harper government agreed to focus on, and again, we're looking at further cutbacks. And when he had the opportunity to meet with the Walkers, he chose to meet the flight that brought in the panda bears from China. So obviously the Harper government is pandering to trade agreements. He has $650 billion worth of resource development and energy projects he hopes to bring on stream, and that is the essence and the focus and the priority of his government. He really doesn't have any time at all for the Aboriginal people of this country.
Now, you're quite right. The Harper government is ruthless in muzzling critics, firing scientists, or requiring them to have government agents accompany them, and they're quite ruthless, as you said, against their critics. Now, how does Bill C-45, the omnibus bill, affect First Nations issues and any potential treaty process?
Well, both Bill C-38 and C-45 have enormous impacts on the rights of Indigenous peoples, of Aboriginal people, when one considers the fact that Bill C-38 completely gutted the Canadian environmental assessment process and removed habitat protection from fisheries. The Bill C-45 removed federal responsibility from literally tens of thousands of lakes, rivers, and streams across this country, reduced the federal liabilities and footprint to being only responsible for just a small percentage of lakes, rivers, and streams. I believe the reduction was something like 35,000, and that's just the essence. There's been 3,000 environmental reviews that were scheduled to move forward and have now been canceled as a consequence of Bill C-38 and C-45. C-45, the entry point was the Navigable Waters Act, where by prior to the passage of Bill C-45, Canada was responsible for the lakes, rivers, and streams. And, of course, all of this is designed to facilitate and fast-track large-scale resource development and energy projects such as the Enbridge Northern Gateway Pipeline proposal, Kinder Morgan, tanker traffic along the coast, Site C Dam, and the New Prosperity Mine. So without question, the Harper government is pandering to multinational corporations and going about the world, entering into free trade agreements without any consultation or debate in the House of Commons. The Foreign Investment Promotion and Protection Act is a prime example of that style of legislation that was done behind closed doors.
Absolutely. You could say that the resource industry was a big player in writing that bill and getting everything they wanted to fast-track these projects, if you will. I was watching television last night, and I must have seen at least half a dozen commercials promoting Enbridge and Canada's resource redevelopment for the future. How do you stand on some of these projects, and what could be a better future for Canada instead of pulling as much bitumen out of the ground as we can and mining and such and putting our environment at risk? What would be a better future, and how do you stand on some of these projects?
Well, obviously, the Union of BC Indian Chiefs has passed a number of resolutions opposing the omnibus legislation, supporting the Tsilhqot'in people vis-a-vis the New Prosperity Mine Project, Treaty 8, in regard to the Site C Dam. Further north, we're supporting the First Nations that are opposed to the destructive and devastating effects of fracking. We also support all of the First Nations and the coastal First Nations involved in opposing Northern Gateway's Enbridge pipeline proposal, the Kinder Morgan expansion proposal, which in reality is another pipeline. Industry has a great way of camouflaging these in euphemisms and so on and so forth. But we're opposed to the fish farming industry along the coast and its lethal effects to migrating salmon. And so on and so forth. The Harper government's vision is solely based on a very aggressive economic agenda, selling off the natural resources of this country without any consultation, without any regulatory reviews vis-a-vis environmental protection, and no vision of sustainable development and long-term planning. Of course, the Harper government is obsessed with balancing the books by 2015 at all costs, cutting programs and services, and it's probably the worst government we've ever had to deal with. But on the other side, it has given rise to an incredible response from the general public, from a myriad of conservation, environmental, multi-faith, human rights groups. The general public at large is beginning to wake up to the reality of the Harper government agenda and its detrimental impacts to the future of our children and our grandchildren. And it's very, very inspiring and encouraging. And I think Idle No More was an incredible phenomena that swept the country and continued to ripple around the entire world, that brought Canada's questionable agenda into focus. We must remember that the Harper government has not chosen to involve itself with any plans to reduce greenhouse gases. You know, the entire world is not impressed with Harper and his contempt that he holds for the natural economies and the environment. So I have faith that as time goes on into the spring and the summer, that more and more groups and individuals will continue to express public opposition to these projects. And I believe that, you know, we haven't seen the last of Idle No More. And I believe once again we will be back out on the streets, so to speak, given our public expression of opposition to this insane agenda of the Harper government. Very short-sighted, very shallow.
Hoping and assuming that Canadians do rise up and toss these people out of their positions of power where they can do all these things, what needs to happen if we do bring in a new government to bring peace and cooperation between First Nations and settler populations? What would be your vision of cooperative and standing on equal footing with settler populations and for the future?
I think, first of all, individuals need to understand that we all bear a responsibility as human beings to engage in these important issues. The last election, only 3 out of 5 people that did vote voted for the Harper government. The voter turnout across the country was incredibly low, and people are just simply not going out and voting. They're not engaging in these very, very important public policy issues, and I think that needs to change. I'm hoping through the revitalization of the Idle No More movement and other similar movements that we begin to demonstrate a bit more focus in terms of understanding that we have to get rid of this government. It's absolutely critical. It's essential. Certainly doable if we all mobilize, organize ourselves, and get out and vote. We need to have a healthier vision for this country, for this province. And certainly the Harper government's vision is not it. It's, you know, it's pretty much the poster child for the style of governance and the priorities not to support. So I'm thinking that we have a couple years in front of us, and as time goes on, the Harper government will continue to be further exposed in terms of what it represents. It's going through an interesting meltdown at the moment vis-a-vis some fundamentalist issues around abortion. Mr. Harper is having a devil of a time trying to get the genie back in the bottle, but I'm not so sure that he'll succeed in doing that. But in the meantime, you know, we have to be active, giving expression to answering the question that you asked. You know, what should the vision of this country be? And who is best served to deliver that vision in terms of providing the government of the day to do that, so to speak? And it certainly has to revolve around the principles of sustainability. You know, we have to turn our backs on this gold rush mentality. And it's prevalent here in the province of British Columbia as well under the BC Liberal government, you know, that we just go out and we, you know, continue clear-cutting and mining and using lakes and rivers as tailings ponds and virtually destroying the natural economy, the natural environment for the sake of, in many ways, transient industries that create a handful of jobs and leave behind a legacy of waste that's there for forever. I mean, it's just appalling, some of the abandoned mines that you see, and it's just heartbreaking how they've destroyed the environment, irreparable damage to the environment. So we need to have a more progressive, a more considered look toward the future, particularly given the undeniable and irrefutable evidence of global warming.
You're absolutely right. And I think when we look at this government, all I can see is a government that's so much at odds with the average Canadian. They took a poll, 80% of British Columbians don't want the pipeline. And I think as more and more British Columbians become aware of what other things were happening in the north, such as fracking, they'll also fight against that. So we have to go now, and I thank you so much for your work and your efforts to fight for these causes and to bring them to light. And any final comments before we go, or any final thoughts?
No, other than as Indigenous peoples, we've survived. You know, call it the brutality of colonization. We survived the residential schools. We survived some equally regressive governments in the past. And I'm absolutely confident and have faith in our young people, the wisdom of our elders, the incredible courage of our Indigenous women that are in the front ranks of the Idle No More movement. And I also have faith in the general public, in the younger generation that does have a sense of responsibility to our collective future. And I know that we will deal with the Harper government and embrace governments that have a more progressive and healthy vision for all of us.
Thanks again for the time this morning, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Bye for now. That was Grand Chief Stuart Phillip. He's the president of the Union of BC Indian Chiefs, and he's a longtime advocate for a healthier, more cooperative environment. And I congratulate their organization for supporting Idle No More. And there's a lot of allies out there. In fact, when I talk to people, people are very excited about young people and average citizens and settler populations standing together to fight this Harper government, to point out the inadequacies and give ample opportunity for the government to come to the table. And they haven't done so. All they've shown is belligerence, and we have to do something about it. We have to get together and we have to talk about our common future. I'm going to put on a song by Nomadic Massive called Moving Forward, because we are always moving forward.
África, Brasil, diretamente do mundo frio, Canadá, é nós que tá. Nomadic Massive, Universal Home, do Haiti ao Canadá, do Brasil ao Iraque, vai segurando.
Cause them a bun you too. Ayy, run them, cause them a try fi run you. Try and turn you fool on. Leave you fi dead when they fill up you head. With them dibby dibby talk and them dibby dibby walk. Watch how you go on. You know where you did them sin. Kneel down and pray while them stand up and take for your food, for your spirit, pan your back. House and make keep your cool, make them feel it, yo. Cheap for them fool and build back for your quarter. Eat for them food, stay on track, drink your water. It no make no sense, you running after. One man's dream is the next man's disaster. Dash way in my hands if I can't feel fun. You live strong and got long about your business. Seamless, no move, no growth. Soon you guy live by your own shine. And not no, give me line. Fit they give your mind, pan them giddy giddy grind. Why you losing time? And feel your pick me losing fit me. Case I make harder. They moving circles, we moving forward.
We have this head on.
So we can sit on the ice.
I'm dripping like gold.
So we can unite like a pole.
All them wicked job all.
Yeah, bad man fall.
It's not that man you should call.
No way, no way.
We moving forward.
Just like a bird.
We crashing them walls.
Like the first fall.
Let's just live it and fall.
So we can all shine.
Cause we share the same law.
Man, pas mes lacets, pas de man, si man, team, pas la donne. Nomadic, c'est celle bonne, pas de jambe, bonne à la prenne. Celle les sèches, groupie man, sort de là, on en cas, combien de fois, notre raca des espoirs. Sans blague, on follow la mérite, on coure, on promesse, qu'un polémique, polémique, qu'on manque. Crée ton propre chemin, décoller n'a plein. Des fans croisent aux anticorps, ou mon cher, ou trop malin. Nomadic, Africa, on voyage, on bust the bus. Customs office, get the best of us, forget the bus, bust it. On avance sous les sangs, boulet dans la foule, et laisse la vibe couler, oublie. Ceux qui jouent les poules, laisse-le. Poison les sous les roules et sur l'or, c'est pas l'objectif. Casse la boîte, sort dehors, hors subjectif. Sélectif, collect the right projects. Got a flea market full of it. Lift every rock, toute une vérité à soulever. Recto sin escala, que nos para. Palante sin pena, sin edición crudo. No tengas miedo, prueba. Levanta el orgullo, do you. Sois toi-même, être humain libre. Je vais où le vent m'amène.
Je fonctionne, cela me fonctionne.
Bust the move in this world. Serve words with nerve.
No way that the crowd can sit down.
Yeah. We have his head on.
So we can sit through the device.
I'm dripping like gold.
So we can unite like a pole.
All them wicked down ball.
Yeah, bad man fall.
It's not that many shit call.
No way, no way.
We moving forward.
Just like a bird.
We crashing them all.
Like the bird.
Lift your spirit and draw.
So we can all shine.
Cause we share the same law.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
No magic is Africa pra trabalhar essa lama lá. Que você pode chegar lá. Atravessando geleiras, vencendo os desertos, quebrando barreiras, transcendendo os dialetos. Já blessing, relaxa aliciai. A jesam biorai. Rastafora, ensinamento haitiano. É o canto patuá, oxalá. Vou lá, porque eu bata lá. Mistura bata cubano com chuva de Trinidad. É nós que dá, o povo daqui, o povo que vem de lá. Zafricano, guerreiro sou já. Pra hoje pra Iemanjá, no toque de Jeja.
We use the present day moment to recreate the past. All facts, we autograph that on wax and speak the brass. This loaded cash, now why try? Like wireless Wi-Fi, we connect back to back just like Echo. Pro bono de aquí hasta el sol del río. Nous campé collé sous eau, tant qu'ou presse grillon. Simon retracé, vérité, nous quel nassin. Tout m'a changé, démasqué, un marché, vous rivé.
We have his head on.
So we can sit through the device.
I'm dripping like gold.
So we can unite like a pole.
All them wicked
Paul.
Yeah, Batman, Paul.
It's not Batman you should call.
No way, no way.
We moving forward.
Just like a bird.
We crashing them walls.
Like the bird.
Whoa. Lift your spirit and go.
So we can all shine.
Cause we share the same blood.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
We have come to the end of our show, Latin Waves. Latin Waves is a weekly syndicated program produced and broadcast from the studios of CGSF Radio in Burnaby, BC. The program is available free of charge to campus and community stations across Canada and the U.S. For more information about our work or to support our efforts, please visit our website at www.latinwavesmedia.com. Bye for now.